club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Latrell Mitchell wants to be a cowboy.
He certainly does.
Doesn't he, MG?
Oh, they're going to press the song.
No.
Well, you know what? It's day four of Latrell Watch, and it would seem that everyone wants to have their say on Latrell. And I tell you, one guy that might be happy is, and that's Todd Greenberg. Rugby league is the game that never sleeps.
No,
it's always in the headlines for one reason or another, and this is no different. Latrell is a hot commodity.
We're going to talk about Latrell Mitchell, the latest developments, and what it means for other dominoes around the NRL. What does it mean for Val Holmes and his possible return to North Queensland? We're going to get stuck into that. The coach of the Sydney Kings, Will Weaver, is going to join us ahead of their game against the Brisbane Bullets tomorrow night.
And I promise you we'll have I Want to Be a Cowboy, the song, after this break.
Plus, your chance to win an awesome prize for Very Red Faces this evening. It involves the Matildas.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we've got our Valvoline Nobody Loses quiz coming up before 7 o'clock. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Latrell wants to be a cowboy, but do the Cowboys want him? And what does it mean for Val Holmes' future?
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
Because I want to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
Yes, according to the Courier Mail's Pete Bedell, Latrell Mitchell wants to be a cowboy. Next year, MG. The report from Pete Bedell says that a member close to Latrell Mitchell has reached out to the North Queensland Cowboys to inquire about their interest in the player for next year.
Yeah, I get it. I get the interest, the intrigue. At the moment, I'm seeing a bit of a shift in what's happening with Latrell. It's gone from being a guy who's disgruntled to basically a guy who's been under, who's gone under siege a little bit. We're quick to judge our rugby league players, and sometimes it's with a good fervour that we do it because we're sick of players not honouring contracts. But these are they're kids at 22 years of age. I'm even reading stories about the car he rocked up to at training. That's when it started to change. Well, Mitchell Latrell's not the first guy to turn up in a sports car at a rugby league training session. I think sometimes we've got to take a deep breath. We've got to let things play out, and where the chips may fall, they may fall. We don't have to all like it. That's the thing. We don't have to all agree with what the way is, like Madison at the Tigers and like every other player who's walked away from a contract. And by the way, I think we've seen the last of Latrell playing for the Roosters. I don't think he'll play. I think that's it. I think it's untenable now. I think if he signs with a new club, it'll be next year.
If you read the leaves on it, MG, it seems like the Roosters would be happy to let him go for next year. The reporting of it, though, I will say that I understand what you're saying about the reporting of, you know, he's a 22-year-old, but at the same time, he's a high-profile, well-played footballer. Now, yep. I'm not saying that doesn't mean he's entitled to his privacy, but this is a football-related issue.
Yes.
And as such, you know, the sport survives on the media attention as well.
As I said, I get that. I get the interest and the intrigue, and I get it, and I get some people won't agree with what's going on. I said, but just be careful. Just be careful how we judge, because there's been a plethora of coaches, of players in the last 2 or 3 years. Until we have contracts that mean something in our game, our game, we will continue to see players absconding from their contract 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, coaches 1 year, 2 year, 3 years before they've even seen out their contract. So, we spoke yesterday about it, and this is day four that we've spoken about Latrell because, he's a big story. He's a big name in our game, and I'll get the interest.
Yeah.
But when do we stop speaking about Latrell as a commodity and start saying, okay, what's next? What's around the corner?
Yeah, well, look, I think the genie's out of the bottle on it, MG. I think the industry has hit a point now where contracts are what they are, and so this sort of speculation and media coverage of players out of contracts and trying to get out of contracts is now commonplace, especially at this time of the year.
Why is it? Why, but? Why? Other codes don't? Other codes
don't let
this happen?
Because people want to read about it. Of course, you look at the American sports, constant contract speculation, players leaving clubs mid-season to play with other clubs. I hope the NRL doesn't get to that.
I don't see it in the AFL.
No, you're right, because the AFL does have a clearly defined trade window.
And that seems to work.
Yeah, fair enough. Getting back to the football side of this, though, MG.
Yes.
The Cowboys.
Yep.
If pursuing Latrell Mitchell puts a line through the possibility of Val Holmes returning to the club next year,
so be
should
it.
They still do it?
So be it. Yeah, I definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you know, it's... I know the Val Holmes is going to be a hot commodity when he decides to come back to rugby league, but it's an unknown. It might take him 12 months to get his body shape back to a rugby league player after being an NFL player and doing extensive weights and being a lot thicker and maybe a tad slower for rugby league. But I'd still gamble on Val. I'd love him back in the game. But at the moment, if you made me choose between, if I'm a Cowboy, between Latrell and Val Holmes, I'm taking Latrell.
And if Latrell lands at the Cowboys next year and playing fullback, does that do to their chances?
It enhances them tenfold. It puts them straight in the top eight.
Straight into the top eight, return to finals.
Straight in the top eight.
I like it. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next.
Oh, yeah. Get your rant ready.
Get your rants ready. Very red faces. We want to hear your opinions on sport. Doesn't matter what it is, but you need to be prepared. You need to be passionate. And for the most prepared and passionate one, MG, for the one you like the most,
yes,
we've got a belter of a prize. A family pass to this weekend's Matilda's Chili game at Bankwest Stadium.
A family pass?
A family pass.
Oh, well done.
But it's not just that. You get to be a part of exclusive Field of Play tour.
Oh.
And you get to present the match ball to the ref.
Oh, stop it.
133-53. If you want to play Very Red Faces, you got to be prepared.
I'm preparing a rant right now.
You can't win it, MG.
Oh, okay.
On Triple M's Rush Hour. It's Very Red Faces.
Yes, we've appropriated this from the former TV show Hey Hey It's Saturday, MG. We give people the chance to fire up about something in the sporting world.
Yes, and if you rant too long or you give us like mixed messages about something you're trying to rant about, as I often do,
yes,
you'll get this. You'll get it gone.
You'll be gonged.
Maroon was, while you were away last week, Maroon was brutal on
this. I heard. I had some complaints on social media.
Yeah, so be careful, Liam. Don't you take control.
Yeah, we've got a couple of calls going through.
How about you, and look, before we do, tell again our listeners what's up for grabs here for the best rant tonight.
We've got a family pass for four to the Matilda's Chili game at Bankwest Stadium on Saturday, plus the winner will get a Field of Play tour where they get a chance to be on the field for to watch the players warm up. It's a belter of a prize. Money can't buy, MG.
How about you start us off and you show us what a good rant sounds like.
All right, have a listen to this. 133-53, once you've heard this, if you think you can participate, MG. Here's a preemptive rant, because preseason is here, MG.
Yes.
Some NRL teams and AFL teams have already gone back. So to all you footy journos out there, here's a couple of quotes I'd like you to all collectively ignore over the next couple of weeks when a coach or a player says it to you. He's absolutely flying. He's training the house down. And we're going to surprise a few teams this season. unless that last quote comes from Justin Holbrook at the Gold Coast Titans, ignore it.
Yep.
Ignore those statements. Don't write those statements. They mean nothing. When in the history of sport has a coach come out in pre-season and said, yeah, we're struggling. We've overspent on that bloke right now. He's a waste of space and money. We reckon we'll probably be a pushover this year. They don't say it, MG.
Wouldn't it be great to hear a coach like about his star player? You know what? He's come back a lard ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much Christmas pudding. He's just, I don't know what I'm going
to
do with him.
So to all you journos out there, I do not want to read those statements in this preseason. That is my rant. That's my very red faces.
I love it.
Let's go to Jason in Penrith. Jason, take it away.
My rant is I've waited 4 years and the All Blacks just choked at the last second, and it devastated me. I don't know what to do about it, but what the fig.
Keep going.
In the Rugby World Cup, it's just,
I think...
Wow.
I think Jason's emotions have got the better of him there.
Jason, take a deep breath.
Jeremy in Castle Hill, you're on the clock.
Hi. Yeah, I want to run about subjective refereeing in NRL. I reckon it's killing the game. It makes it really hard for the bottom teams. They look less professional than the top teams, and when the referees are kind of refereeing the feel of the game and they're not being black and white about the decisions, it's always the, if you look at it, the bad decisions are always going against the lower teams. And also I think it's the reason all the shockers that you guys have been talking about is because referees are chasing their tail. They make one bad decision and then they'll try and push the decisions the other way and make another bad decision the other way, and then they've got to go back the other way.
Okay, this all hinges on whether you get gonged or not. Do you want to see one referee in the NRL or two referees?
Probably one, but it's more the subjective or objective. Right?
Oh! Wrong answer. Sorry, Jez. Wrong answer.
Brendan
mate.
In Liverpool, the stage is yours, Jeremy. Sorry, Brendan.
All good, mate. It's mainly fans, but also media reporters bagging out players for wanting to not. I'm against breaking contract, but leaving a club to chase more money. We've all been there. We've all changed jobs to get more money and make our lives better. So why can't footy players do it?
Stay there. You're in the running.
Brendan in Liverpool, you're a chance. Craig in Yagoona, your rant. The stage is yours.
Yeah, guys. I'm just so glad the Matildas are on the same money as the guys. They play the same game. They play the same rules. Same time and same 90 minutes. Same roughness. And the guys, as soon as they fall over, they act like girls. So I'm just glad they're on the same page. Same money.
Here.
That's pretty solid, MG. All right, there we go. We got Brendan in Liverpool and Craig in Yagoona as our finalists. Who are you going to award the win to?
I think Brendo. I think it's Liverpool boy.
Brendan in Liverpool, congratulations, mate. A family pass for four to go and check out the Matildas Chili on Saturday at Bankwest Stadium.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Nice work, Brendan. Don't miss the Matildas v Chili Saturday at 2:45 live, ad break free during play, and in HD on Fox Sports 505, streamed on Foxtel. Now, Kate Gill, former Matilda, is going to join us before 7 o'clock. But up next, the coach of the Sydney Kings, Will Weaver. He's an angry man, MG.
Oh, I like him.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. MG, for us basketball fans, we would be familiar with this scenario that played out.
It's on here. They've had to stop Will Weaver. He wanted to have a few loud nouns and verbs there. He still wants them.
Better be careful or he's going to get another tee and he'll get thrown out. That is two technicals, I believe.
He's out.
Well, it is a great pleasure that we welcome back friend of the show. And now newly ejected from his first NBL game, coach of the Sydney Kings, Will Weaver. G'day, Will.
Yeah, good to chat to you guys. Great audio. How funny is that?
When we first
heard you... The video's better, I reckon.
Oh, it's fantastic. When we first had the pleasure of having you in our studio, we sang you a little song. Was Dreamweaver, which is nice and tranquil and suits you to a T. But now I like this other side of you. Is this something we can expect to see more of?
I'm eager to hear what the new track is. I'm excited to see what kind of tunes you have queued up for me for my intro music next time.
Oh, you be careful what you wish for, brother.
Hey, now, Will, you talk us through it. Let's address the elephant in the room. You've been interviewed at length about it, and you have apologised and you've been sanctioned by the NBL. But looking back on the blow-up, do you stand by the root of the blow-up at least?
Yes. I felt like our guys, you know, they've put themselves at risk by attacking the basket the way we do, by protecting the basket the way we do. We have the best defense in the league in large part because our guys play unselfishly and play the right way. And on the road the other night, we shot two free throws in the first half, and there were a number of calls that have since been acknowledged as incorrect by the league that put our guys in danger, including one right before the half that was pretty obvious in front of everybody. And so at some stage, I felt like I had to draw attention to that, and I stand by the reasoning behind it, if not the execution of it. And I'm certainly proud of our way our guys competed on the road and continue to compete. But at the end of the day, it's my job to be able to stand up for those guys when they don't have a voice.
And let me say on behalf of your players, and I'm pretty sure they would have said it to your face as well, if that's my coach, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of my coach for standing up for our unit. We saw that star import Jay Sean Tate got pushed in the back by Dylan Steith. It was there for everyone to see. You saw it. I saw it. The only people who didn't see it were the referees.
And that's a hard wagon to push around.
Yeah, very hard.
That's not easy, man. Once momentum starts going, I imagine if I was the one going to set that screen, it would have been a little more obvious. I joked to him afterwards. It's like, when you get pushed like that, you know they had to shove you hard.
Let's talk some basketball, Will. You got a tough doubleheader this weekend. You sit top of the ladder, 6-7. Away to the Brisbane Bullets tomorrow night before coming back home to Kudos Bank Arena to take on second on the ladder, Perth Wildcats. How's the squad looking? We know Kevin Lish, your skipper, is out for an extended period. You've brought in Deshaun Taylor from the Adelaide 36ers. How's the squad looking?
Good. You know, obviously, at this stage of the year, it's a physical league. We've got guys out with different things. We're taking a really cautious approach with any of our players to make sure they're 100% before they go back. So we're excited about the chance to go play against these good teams and try to keep a good run going.
And for those people that haven't gotten to a home game yet at Kudos Bank Arena, MG, I'm looking at you because you haven't been to one yet this season.
No.
You need to get there.
Sunday week I'm aiming for.
The atmosphere at these Sydney Kings home games is electric. Mm. Undefeated at home this year. Will, before we let you go, I wanted you to get some advice from the man himself. Now, I know you're an American, you're not super familiar with rugby league, but MG knows a thing or two about being sent off. Mm. And I just, MG, can you give Will some advice on how to handle things when the red mist descends in the heat of the battle?
Of course. I was suspended for a near record 34 weeks in my playing career. And
one incident? There were several.
And when I saw that,
I was eager to YouTube that one incident. Yeah. It was worth 34 weeks.
Well, when I saw you the other night in Melbourne, I went, shut the front gate. Look at Will Weaver go. That's my type of man. So all I'm going to say to Will Weaver is maintain the rage, brother.
Oh, no.
Maintain the rage.
Hey, if it takes getting you out to Kudos, putting you on my bench as a liaison to the outside world, I'll be more than happy to do that. Security for me as well, maybe.
Position taken.
You'll be YouTubing MG ejected from the NBL game very soon. Will Weaver, best of luck to you and the Sydney Kings tomorrow night when you take on the Brisbane Bullets and then on Sunday when you take on the Perth Wildcats at home at Kudos.
Thanks, fellas.
Will Weaver, there. MG, I can see you on a bench.
Yeah, I really like Will Weaver, for the record, even that we just spoke to him. Mm. I like the way that he's... He sends little clips to his players after each game of what to do and what not to do, and he's kind of a hands-on dude. And then I love to see, his new nickname for us, the Hulk.
The Hulk. Imagine if you'd been on the Boomers bench when that stuff went down in the Philippines last year.
Oh, hiya!
1-2-3-5-3. The Valvoline No One Loses quiz. If you want to take on our carryover champ, Shane, from yesterday, your chance to win up next.
Talking sport for a whole hour. So stay right here.
It's going to be a show that will go down in history.
Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And MG, it is time for our Nobody Loses quiz. The Ultimate Speedway Challenge is back at Valvoline Raceway, Parramatta, November 16th. You've got sprint cars, speed cars, late model sedans, huge fireworks displays. It's going to be a belter. And the loser of today's quiz will get to go along with a mate in a corporate box to watch it.
That is just a fantastic prize.
But the winner of today is one step away from the major prize, which is a sprint car ride in a 900 horsepower sprint car Robbie Farr.
And I'm pretty sure with Robbie Farr out, you'll get tickets to the box as well, wouldn't you, on the night? I'm pretty sure.
Well, you don't want to guarantee things.
Well, Shane is our carryover champion from Castle Hill. Good evening, Shane.
Good evening, lad.
Now, Shane, quick warning. The carryover champions have not lasted.
Come on, Shane.
Nobody's gone back to back.
Pressure's on. By the way, everyone's a winner here. So,
mate, as Hot Chocolate said, everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie.
Every song MG sings sounds like Elvis. Shane, you're taking on Ray in Linfield. G'day, Ray.
Evening, boys. It's Pricey.
Hello, Pricey.
Hey,
good.
Pricey.
Good luck, my man. This is you got a hot contestant in Shane.
All right, your names are your buzzers. Your names are your buzzers. Shut up, Pricey. Your names are your buzzers, gentlemen. MG's got a Who Am I buzz in when you think you know the answer. MG, take it away.
Who am I? I was born on the 30th of August in Adelaide in 1985. I tried lots of sports as a child, but wasn't that good at any. When I was 17, I tricked my way into playing for the Glenelg Under-11s in the local AFL comp. My dad tried to force me into becoming a jockey, but I was too scared to ride a horse. I moved to Sydney when I was 23 and got a job at Triple M on the Rock Patrol. the Black Thunders. I recently took part in Noosa Triathlon, finishing a respectable 490...
Pricey.
It's the clown sidekick.
What's his name?
Far out. It's the blue sheeting issue.
Well, you, mate, you got to say the name. You got to say the name, mate. Unfortunately for you.
Jump in, Shane.
Shane gets the rest of the clues.
He's the least famous one.
See you, Pricey. Shane, you get the rest of the clues, mate. As I said, I finished a respectable 491st out of 500. I also snuck my way into the celebrity race. I currently work on a show from 6 to 7 every night. My last name is Flanagan. My co-host is Mark Geyer. My name is...
It's Flano, mate. Flano.
Right.
Now, is this true that you, at 17, you tricked your way into playing for the Glenelg under-11s?
Firstly, Ray, get stuffed. Minor prize, you got two spots in the corporate box. Shane, you're going to be our carryover champion tomorrow. We'll speak to you then. MG, you complete Muppet. None of those clues were true.
Yes, they were, mate. Your dad tried to force me into becoming a jockey, but I was scared of horses.
You didn't even get my bloody year of birth right.
86.
I was born in 84, you twat.
Anyway, someone won, didn't they?
I don't know if anybody won that.
Yeah, carry the chair. Shane from Castle Hill, you're back tomorrow night.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Kate Gill, former Matildas, up next to talk about the Matildas matchup against Chile on Saturday.
I cracked myself up.
Producer Charlie, that might be me done. I might not come back tomorrow.
Yay!
You can do the show.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M MG. We are almost done for your Thursday, but another massive weekend of sport coming up. The Sydney Kings playing tomorrow night. And on Saturday, the jewel of the sporting Sydney arenas, Bankwest Stadium, is playing host to the Matildas for the very first time.
Yeah, they're taking on Chile. Yes. And I'm really keen to see and ask our next guest what she would have loved to have played, if she would have loved to have played at Bankwest Stadium, because I think it's just one of them grounds. When I was there in Easter, I thought, man, I wish I was still playing.
Kickoff between these two sides is at 3 o'clock. You can watch it on Fox Sports 505. Part of that coverage is former Matilda Kate Gill. She joins us on the line now. Kate, how excited are you about seeing the Matildas strut their stuff on Bankwest Stadium on Saturday?
Oh, I can't wait for that. I mean, from what we've been hearing, ticket sales are well past the 16,000. So if we can break that record where we were last time, I think it'll be fantastic. And what a venue to do it in.
Mm. Well, you scored 41 goals for the Matildas. Imagine putting one in the top left net of the southern end at that Bankwest. Wow.
Yeah, that would be definitely memorable. Not that the other 41 weren't, but definitely at a venue like that.
Can you tell how much MG loves his soccer, Kate? Top left net? Is that an actual part of the soccer goals?
Hey, look, any part of the net that it hits, I'm okay with that. If it's between the two white posts, we're all right, man.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, before we get on to the game on Saturday a little bit more, I want to ask you about the new deal that the FFA formally announced yesterday. The Socceroos and the Matildas to split part of the FFA's income revenue, which is great for women's sport and deserving for the quality of football that the women play.
Yeah, it is. And it was a built partnership between, firstly, the FFA and the PFA on behalf of the players. So they were the two protagonists that led to the conversations that kind of inked this deal. And it was, as I said, it was just a big kind of relationship between the Socceroos and the Matildas, and they're just hell-bent on investing in each other and basking in each other's success and growing the game together.
Chile, 37th in the world, Matildas, 8th in the world. Can we finish their little convo with a prediction? And what's going to be the score, please?
3-0 Matildas, I'm going for.
3-0, love it. Kate Gill, part of Fox Sports coverage of this game on Saturday. Matildas v Chile at Bankwest Stadium. You heard there what the tickets are up past 16,000.
Yeah, get in.
Get along. That stadium is worth the visit, but if you're going to see these women play there for the first time, it is a can't miss on Saturday. Kate Gill, thank you for your time. Best of luck for the call.
Thanks for having me.
All right, MG, we are done for your Thursday.
Massive show. And you know what? Tomorrow's going to be even more massiver.
Oh.
That's a word.
More new words from Mark Guy coming up tomorrow on the Rush Hour.
Who we got on tomorrow, by the way?
Mad Dog's back.
Yes.
Your game, Blankety Blanks, is back.
Have a good evening. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.